flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Salicata back on the fan, taking your calls at 888-808-1019. The road to New Orleans on the fan is sponsored by Bet365 and powered by Verizon and BT. We have ourselves some good matchups here. Championship weekend, the first game with the Eagles and the Commanders, I just can't get over, and obviously we'll give our picks tomorrow and have all the fun with that. I can't, and maybe it's just a mental block that I have, I'm not going to pick the Commanders based on the fact that they have a rookie quarterback. I can't imagine a rookie quarterback getting to the Super Bowl, and then not to mention Dan Quinn taking a second franchise to a Super Bowl, but that's my hang up there. I think the Eagles have been the better team all year long, and I feel like at some point, right or wrong, the Commanders and Jaden Daniels story is going to strike midnight and run out of steam here, and I think that's what we're going to get in that first game on Sunday.
I mean, listen, he might run out of steam this year, but I think we all strongly surmise Jaden Daniels is going to be phenomenal for a long time and a big, massive problem for the G-men and everybody else in that division and conference. I read something yesterday on Jaden that I thought was really interesting. I wonder how many other quarterbacks do this. So are you, I mean, I know you know about it, but have you ever actually tried virtual reality?
No, I have not.
Where you put them was like snow goggles, only right. They've got depth to them. And okay, dude, some of this stuff is sick.
You have it at home?
My son's got it.
Okay.
And he got it for his 10th birthday. And like, there's one game that
just recently?
He just got
okay.
it.
Okay, so you've been checking
his buddy's
it out.
Got it for him. Okay. Yeah. You could do like, well, I know that CeCe Sabathia, I'm taking a little side step. CeCe's son, who, I don't know if he's still there, but he went to Georgia Tech, stud high school baseball player, like stud.
Okay.
Full ride to Georgia Tech, ACC. He was using, like, it's not just like little baby video games. Like, you can actually replicate like an 87 mile per hour slider and you actually swing a bat. Like, it's got, you
what
can
kind
box,
of bat?
You can, well, you could use your bat. And it also has like a little, there's a lot
you
to
put,
it.
Like a thing on the bat that'll.
Yeah, okay. Like a sensor kind
it
of a thing.
It sounds awesome. I just haven't gotten into it.
It's incredible. And I didn't think I would get into it, but he keeps showing me, he's, hey, Dad, look at this. Yeah. So it's actually pretty wild. But the reason I say that is because I read something on Jaden Daniels. He wakes up every day, even during the offseason, and he does 30 minutes of virtual reality where, and the focus is to speed up and enhance his decision making. Pretty wild stuff. So I think that Jaden Daniels gives them a chance to win.
Yeah.
I really think that they could win this game. So I'm flipping a coin there. We'll make the picks tomorrow.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing straight up. I'm flat out rooting against Kansas City. I don't want to watch Kansas City anymore. I don't want to watch them anymore. I'm tired of, and I like Mahomes.
What's the line in that game right now?
I'll tell you.
Bill's favorite?
Two. I think it's two. Kansas City two.
Kansas City by two.
Points okay. At home. So
remember Reed? Did you hear Andy Reid early in the week?
No.
Oh, well, I'm sure we'll probably be underdogs.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Well,
bro.
I think everybody's kind of rooting for him unless you're a Chiefs fan. I think you're really tired of, you know, all the flags that go his way. And funny thing is, because they're very likable, it's not like they're, you know, Belichick, who was dour and just, you know, like he was a hard guy to like, even though we all respected him. Andy Reid's not like that, but I think we're kind of getting a little fatigued by their success. I don't need to see Taylor Swift anymore. I don't need to see Caitlin Clark in there for whatever reason she was hanging out. I don't care about Kelsey. I want the Chiefs to lose.
Yeah,
I'm done with them.
I don't want to see the Chiefs in the Super Bowl again. And I don't know if it's fatigue or hate. It's just, yeah, maybe it is fatigue. It's just stale. It's the same matchup. I like different matchups. I want a Bills-Eagles Super Bowl matchup.
Be good.
With the four that's left, those are my options. I want the Bills and the Eagles. I think the Eagles have been the most consistent, probably best team in the NFC, maybe since week three or four on, even over Detroit, because Detroit's defense started to fall apart.
Yeah.
So, and I hate Sirianni. I do love Saquon Barkley, so I don't want to root for the Eagles, but I don't want to see the Commanders in there under any circumstances, and I don't think that they would be the best matchup if the Commanders got in, even with the excitement of Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
I'd rather see the Eagles, the NFC's powerhouse, try to take down one of the AFC powerhouses. So either way, if the Eagles are in, I'm okay with Eagles-Chiefs. less okay with it, but I'd be okay with it. And I'd certainly love the Bills and Eagles. And maybe this is the time for Buffalo, BT, because they could run the football now and not just, you saw what they could do against Baltimore. Don't make mistakes. Let the Ravens make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Run the football now. It's at home. It's going to be different. And Baltimore's not Kansas City. They're not, you know, they don't have Mahomes. They don't have Reed. Jackson's great. Harbaugh's great. They're not Reed and Mahomes. Maybe Baltimore now need to do a little bit more. I think they have that in the tank. But the fact that they don't have to have Allen throw five touchdowns to try and beat you, to me, gives them a chance in this. And if I've been picking against Kansas City all year long, which I have, I'm certainly going to pick against them this time.
Well, and let's also be fair. I mean, we talk about Lamar coming up short here. I mean, Josh Allen ever plan on getting to a Super Bowl to match all the hype? Which, by the way, he's earned. I think he's an amazing player. What do you think?
Not now, by the way. When?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think I know your answer. What do you think would be the least appealing matchup? Give it to me kind of quick. The least appealing matchup.
That's a great question, actually. It would be Washington.
Okay, and?
You know what? Maybe it wouldn't be, T. Maybe on second thought, the least appealing would be a rematch of what we saw a couple years ago with the Eagles and Chiefs.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't think you'd go there, but I'm kind of on the same page with you. Because think about this. I thought you were going to say the Bills and the Commanders. That's what I thought you might say.
I like
as the least appealing.
There.
Yeah. Well, true.
Mark Rippin and, you know.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true. But if I look at just the general history of the NFL and what could propel the NFL to another higher level, well, think about this. If the Bills and the Commanders are there, either Josh Allen's a champion or Jaden Daniels is a champion. So right away, you've got a new, and certainly Jaden's younger than Josh, but Josh is still young enough where he could tack on a few more. And now, to me, the more championship worthy proven, where they actually win it, not where we think they could, got quarterbacks in the NFL, I think the league is, there's more royalty, more all-time royalty. And if it's just the same old song and dance, now Mahomes just keeps adding to the resume, but if it's always Mahomes, 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 and Josh doesn't crack through, or Lamar doesn't crack through, or Jaden Daniels never cracks through, I just think the NFL's at its best when you've got, you know, four or five blossoming all-timers as well.
Yeah, and who's the worst quarterback of the four that's left?
Jalen Hurts is the worst.
Right, okay. And also, I hate Sirianni. I don't love Jalen Hurts. I do love Barkley, though.
Yeah, me too. I love Saquon.
Especially the way that, forget about even just the person, but the way that they run the football.
Yep.
And I guess my thought is that, well, two things. I don't like Sirianni at all, and
Why?
Certainly don't like Dan Quinn.
Why?
I think Sirianni is just a total doofus.
Okay, why, though? You always say that. The way he looks?
No, the way that
he
first spoke when he met the media, the way things fell apart last year.
Arguing with fans.
His antics on the sidelines. I don't like Dan Quinn for a different reason, because he blew the 28-3 Super Bowl lead. But if I took my personal feelings bias out of it, the best matchup would be with the better quarterback, especially a young, exciting quarterback like Jaden Daniels. I just don't think they're going to win. So I don't really root for either Washington or Philadelphia, and I believe that Philadelphia is going to win.
Yep.
But, I mean, by the thought of the better matchup, I'd be intrigued by Jaden Daniels versus Allen or Mahomes.
I think the Commanders, I think they have a great chance to cover. I think fourth quarter, they got a chance to win.
You see, that's what I'm
going to do.
That's what, over the Eagles?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm going to disagree. I think the Eagles win and cover. At least that's how I feel now. It could change tomorrow. But if we're going just based off of pure matchups, I still probably think the best matchup would be the Bills and Eagles, and I wouldn't be opposed to the Bills and Commanders. I don't want to see, again, the Eagles and Chiefs, which is a rematch.
I don't either. Yeah. It's odd because usually people that I don't want to watch anymore, like a couple of years ago, I'm done with LeBron. I'm over LeBron. You know, I don't need to watch LeBron playing the finals anymore. I'm not quite there with Steph, but that kind of crept in a little. But there's just something about the Chiefs. Maybe, Sal, it's not even fatigue necessarily. It's that they're not really fun to watch anymore. Because, it's the same quarterback. It's the same coach.
But the way that
they're not putting up 35 points. Like, when they were doing that crazy stuff, it was fun.
Yeah.
They're just grinding things out now.
Yeah, I know. Just beating teams, grinding them down, you're right, and beating teams, letting the other teams make mistakes or stupid things or winning on last-second field goals. Yeah, it's just
It's one thing if you're an all-time defense, like the Ravens or the Giants in the mid-'80s with Parcells. I mean, I can get behind that kind of a team, but Can you name more than three defenders on Kansas City? Maybe four?
So pick your favorite then matchup.
Commanders, Bills.
That's the one you want?
Yeah, yep.
I could see why you want. I'm still going to go Bills, Eagles, but I could see why you'd say that. Either way, it involves the Chiefs being out. The Road to New Orleans on the Fan is sponsored by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365 and is powered by Verizon. When we come back, we'll have Brian Baldinger on to go over Championship Weekend and get his thoughts on the Jets' new head coach hire as well.